here at the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in Singapore, and I came across Summer Fowler from Carnegie Mellon University.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It is.
Hey, welcome to Singapore.
Thank you. First time
You're
here.
Welcome.
It's wonderful.
Me too. This is an amazing city. Amazing city for sure. Any just before we get started, any cool sites or anything?
Not yet. Chance? I just got here yesterday, but I'm staying at the JW Marriott, and the 18th floor has an infinity pool with the fantastic views.
Oh my gosh, lucky you. Wow. So you are set for a few days, it sounds like. All right, cool. Hey, you're going to be on the big stage here in a little bit, and you're going to be talking cybersecurity, which is like top of mind for anybody who's in financial services or anybody on planet Earth for that matter. So give us a quick overview of what you're going to be talking about in there.
Yeah, so what I hope to do is get rid of some of the mystique of cybersecurity. Yeah. You know, people look at it as this daunting challenge, and really, it can be a business enabler, and we need to start looking at cybersecurity just like we look at other business risks, reputational, financial, marketing, et cetera. And so I'm going to be talking about tools and techniques and tips for how executives and managers can really just start incorporating this as into their business as usual.
A practical talk. I like it, because that's what we want. We want action. We don't want theory anymore. We want action stuff.
Right.
So without stealing all of your thunder, are there a couple of nuggets that you can give us here, a couple of pieces of advice?
Absolutely. One thing we want to do is shift our focus away from just security and protection to resilience. We know that bad things are going to happen. We're not going to be able to stop every bad thing from happening. So we want our organizations to be able to work even despite bad things that may happen to them. And that means we have to take our limited set of resources and focus on the most critical things inside of our business.
Okay.
And that really is a business topic and technique.
Right.
So it's saying, I have critical people, I have critical data, critical information, stop spreading the money all over and focus it in those areas.
Okay. Get focused. All right.
Yeah.
Key. The importance of this, I mean, it seems like it's growing in importance every day because the bad guys are getting really, really smart. And it's getting harder and harder to stay one step in front of them. So what do we do? The importance here, obviously, is to stay ahead of those guys and stay out of the headlines. What do you say to that?
So it really starts at the executive level with the board of directors, C-suite, and managers. Mm-hmm. And starting with that in terms of governance structure and policies that need to be put in place.
Yeah.
And it is growing in importance. So with that, Woku and Carnegie Mellon University and Ridge Global came together and developed 12 hours of online content in training for executives. It's asynchronous, it's online, anybody can do it, and really it will help executives figure out what is their role in cybersecurity inside of the organization. It's going to launch next week, so I'm here to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, so
tell me more.
If folks want to hear more, go to www.woku.org/cybersecurity, and you can register online. You'll get a CERT certificate in cybersecurity oversight.
Mm-hmm.
CERT is the cybersecurity division of Carnegie Mellon University.
Okay.
We've been working in this space for about 30 years.
Yeah.
And so we have lots of expertise back in Pittsburgh, and we've teamed with Ridge Global and Woku to bring that to credit unions.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
So what can folks learn? I mean, again, I don't want to steal the whole thunder of the whole course, but are there a couple of things that you can mention that they'll learn in that?
Absolutely. We're going to talk through some risk management techniques that also bring in the resilience flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I start with the governance, the policy, procedures that I need, setting a risk appetite for my organization? So what are the things that I can tolerate and not tolerate?
Yeah.
And then making sure that I line up my cybersecurity investments to keep myself inside of those lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk through those techniques, hopefully get some people excited about cybersecurity.
I'm excited about
scared
it.
Of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to get excited to fight this stuff. You can't be, you can't sit on the couch and expect things to be okay. You got to be very proactive in this area, I assume.
Yes, exactly. And it really is a team effort.
Yeah.
It's not an IT issue. That's something that's really important to note. We can't just tell our IT folks, go take care of this problem.
Yeah.
It's an HR issue. It's a legal issue, a contracts issue.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a hand in cybersecurity.
Well, because I've heard that a lot of times cybersecurity, the hackers come through email, LinkedIn, all this type of stuff. Where
telephone.
A phone? Yeah. It's
yeah.
amazing what they're doing now.
Absolutely. So we want to look across all of our asset types, our people, our facilities, our data and information. It really isn't just about network security. You know, there's an estimate that over 50% of attacks actually happen because of just negligent employee actions.
Yeah. Somebody clicks on something wrong.
People.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So cool. All right. Very cool. Again, where can folks find this on the Woku site?
www.woku.org/cybersecurity.
Beautiful. All right, Summer, anything Any other words of wisdom to wrap up here before you get on stage?
I hope folks make it to the 11 o'clock session. If they have any questions, follow up afterwards.
That's right. Get here to Singapore right now so you can check this out, all right? Get on your way. All right, Summer.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks well so done. Much. Oh, my.